Not another meeting. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. According to executive coach and management professor Gary Carini, American executives are spending a lot of time in ineffective meetings.
Where we tend not to look is what goes on before the meeting and what goes on after the meeting to set the stage for an effective meeting. We need meetings. We need collaboration. How do I set this up so that the meeting itself is more effective? And what do I need to do as a leader after the meeting to make sure that meeting was effective to set the stage for the next meeting?
Carini says groups have to understand why they're getting together in the first place and believe that they can do the task. Within 48 hours of the first meeting, he says leaders should conduct face-to-face visits with at least one-third of the individuals who are going to attend.
What you're doing is planting the seed for the topics in the meeting. As a leader, you need to be flexible about means, but clear about ends. Here's what you're trying to accomplish. Here's the output from the meeting, and you're communicating this before the meeting itself. The second aspect is, and again, very simple, is to send out a piece of communication, email or text, whatever's appropriate based on the culture of your company, indicating how valuable you thought the meeting was. This is the after stuff. Here's your chance for some positive feedback. That does so much for people. That says, as an individual attending that in that group, my comments were valuable. This mattered.
Carini says effective meetings yield higher quality decisions and high quality performance within a company. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.